And now we're turning to Representative Scott Garrett, Congressman from New Jersey and a Republican. Thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you.
And Congressman Garrett, I understand you were one of the few House members who voted against the 52-some-odd billion-dollar aid package for the Gulf Coast. Explain why you voted against it first, please.
Well, I think everyone who voted yes or no on that bill had the same feeling at heart, and that is that we have to do all that we can and all that we need to and as fast as we can for the people who have been suffering down there because of the storm. And that means if we have to spend $500 million like we were initially, and now we're up to $2 billion a day, then we need to spend it. And if it needs to go out every week, we need to do every single week. But we also say that it doesn't do you any good to spend $62 billion if the money is not getting to the people who are really harmed and suffering. And so we suggested that the money should have greater accountability attached to it, and that one of those simple ways to do that would be to make sure that FEMA knew that Congress was watching over their shoulders as that money was being spent on a weekly basis.
It sounds like an accountability question. In the president's words tonight, he talked about some inspector generals to oversee how this money is being spent. Did that satisfy you?
Well, that's a very good step in the right direction. I hope that that will provide the accountability on the future money that we will be spending, because this $63 billion or $62 billion, as he indicated and everyone else indicated as well, is really just the first step. These $60 billion is just the initial recovery. Get in there, help the people who are literally locked in their homes, trapped in the water, what have you, get in and get out, give them water, food, cots, and what have you. The big money, if $60 billion is not big money, is going to come later on when we talk about temporary housing, reconstruction, and the eventual construction in the area down there.
Congressman, how do you figure the government goes about paying for these programs that the president laid out tonight?
Well, that's an excellent question, and that's something I think Congress has to begin to grapple with, because obviously there's only a couple ways you get money, and that is you simply add it to the deficit, you cut it from someplace else, or you raise taxes. I don't think the economy would, in light of the hardships that we're suffering right now, would do any good if you raise taxes. So that just leaves either adding it to the deficit or finding it elsewhere. Adding it to the deficit, if I may, simply means that you and I are not going to pay for this. We're going to put it on the backs of the burden on our grandkids. So it seems that at least a portion of this could come from offsets elsewhere, and that would be a way, I think a really good way, for Americans all across the country who's not directly impacted by this to say, we're willing to tighten our belts to help these people down south.
Congressman Garrett, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's Representative Scott Garrett, a Republican from New Jersey.